What's going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we would like to see come to the game. And guys, there is no end to the things that the community wants to see come to the game. So if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying this podcast, please consider subscribing to it on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, be that Apple Podcasts or even Spotify, whatever you listen to podcasts on. And if you really, really enjoy listening to it, why don't you share it with a friend who also might enjoy Dig Straight Down? Maybe you've got a friend that you play Minecraft with, and y'all like to talk about ideas for Minecraft updates, or maybe you like to theorize on upcoming updates, all of that kind of stuff. If you've got a buddy who's interested in that, they will probably be interested in the things we talk about on this podcast. All right, guys, let's get into the Q&A segment for this episode. This is the segment of every episode that I like to start off with, turning the spotlight on you guys and just featuring your ideas and creativity when it comes to anything Minecraft related. So I asked you guys a few episodes ago, how would you make Bane of Arthropods better? Now, that is an enchantment you can put on your swords and your axes in Minecraft. And what it essentially does is make it so that when you attack a spider or an arthropod mob that's categorized as an arthropod, you do more damage. That includes spiders, cave spiders, silverfish, endermites, bees, and I believe that's it. I don't think that there's any more arthropods after that. Maybe the shulkers, but I'm not sure about that. So basically just increases the damage that you deal against those mobs in the game. This is widely regarded as one of the worst enchantments in Minecraft, simply because of, well, many reasons. One reason is because of the lack of arthropods in the game. There really isn't very many, maybe five at most. And they're not really that big of a threat. So having an enchantment specifically to make it easier to handle those mobs doesn't make a whole lot of sense, especially when you have another enchantment called Sharpness. Sharpness goes on your sword, maybe on your axe, I'm not sure about that, and it just increases the damage you deal, period, against anything. So why have Bane of Arthropods when you have Sharpness? That's why I wanted you guys to figure out for me. We have James J here, and they write, cave spiders cannot poison you if you have a Bane of Arthropods enchanted item on your person. Now, this makes a little bit more sense, because I gotta tell you, going into mineshafts, this is my biggest worry, is those cave spider spawners. Because getting hit with that poison and then being swarmed with 2, 3, 4 spiders can be somewhat difficult to deal with if you don't have milk on your hand or something like that. So having this be a way to get kind of give you a chance to be immune to poison might be really cool, and could extend as well to not getting poisoned from witches and things like that. Might be really interesting. I like that idea. Miles says, adding more arthropods to the game, maybe some crabs. let me guess, you voted for the crab last mob vote. Not bad. Again, this would be a great way to make it more relevant by adding more targets for it. And crabs would be wonderful to have in Minecraft. Pizza Ball says, simple, add more arthropods. Here we go again. I'd love to see scorpions in the Badlands and deserts, millipedes in the caves and in the ocean, and crabs. Yeah, millipedes would be really creepy. Scorpions, I would love to see come to Minecraft. And we have the perfect places for them. Again, the Badlands and the desert. Maybe even just the Badlands. Because, again, like I've said many, many times before, the Badlands aren't bad. Like, they need to be bad, you know? They need to be a bad place to be. And scorpions would do something to bring it more in line with that. I like that idea a lot. Roman says, there aren't enough arthropod mobs to justify making the spell more useful. Replace it with Bane of Beasts that work on most animals, like hoglins, and maybe a magnificent beast like the dragon. Now, here's an idea I think is really interesting. Instead of having something specifically for spidery, bug-type creatures, have it to be, no, Bane of Beasts, this is against all animal mobs. That can be anything from the spiders and the arthropods to farm animals to wild animals like the polar bear or the dolphin. I mean, why are you doing that? I don't know, but it could work. Anything that could be categorized as an animal could be the target of this enchantment. I like that idea a lot. I think that that honestly is probably one of the better ideas I've heard. And finally, Silas says, I would make it so that you get improved mob drops and more experiences when you and more experience when you kill them. This would make it worthwhile in the long run, especially for brewing potions. An interesting idea here, and I could see this being really good for cave spider and spider farms. You're increasing the kind of drops you get from them as well as the experience points, making those farms better through an enchantment, I think would be pretty cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for these ideas. If you would like yours to be read out on an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify, interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do that on the Discord as well. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment, so go check it out and make sure you join up there. And I'll do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, the link is in the description below if you want to join in on some fun conversations about Minecraft, about this podcast, about theorizing about Minecraft updates, and maybe even collaborating on the One Block Challenge. That's a weekly challenge that I do here on the podcast where I give you guys a theme and challenge you to imagine a new block for Minecraft around that theme. Now, for this week's One Block Challenge, the theme has been randomness. So I'm looking for ideas that have a block that has something to do with randomness. And guys, today is Wednesday, so this is your final day to get that idea into me. So be sure to get me that idea before today is over, because this is the deadline. And don't worry if you haven't got a good idea, you can wait until next week's challenge. I'm going to announce the theme for next week's challenge in tomorrow's episode. But keep in mind, I am doing one episode next week, so the challenge might actually be extended. It might be a 2-week long challenge. So just stay tuned for that. I'll work out the details, but I will announce the next challenge theme in tomorrow's episode. All right, guys, with that all said, let's get into the main discussion. I'm going to beat this dead horse. No, I'm not talking about the trident. I will mention it a little bit, but I'm not talking about the trident in this episode. Usually in Wednesday episodes, just as an aside, I usually do a series that sort of flesh out a hypothetical update that I'm creating, just imagining on my own. I'm not doing it in this episode. I just didn't really have an idea for what to do. So I'm working on an idea for an update, but I wanted to take this opportunity to kind of keep talking about weapons in Minecraft, because I feel like that's something that's on a lot of people's minds, especially with the addition of the mace. I feel like the mace has shed some light on the situation with weapons, particularly the trident. But I'm going to kind of turn a corner a little bit, leave the trident behind for now, although that is my pet peeve, and my personal mission in the Minecraft community is to see one day the trident come into its own and be a good late-game weapon. But for now, let's talk about the crossbow. I've talked about the crossbow before, and I'm never satisfied with the way I leave that conversation. The crossbow is a confusing weapon. It's always confused me. Until I've done the math recently, I hadn't been sure whether or not the crossbow was a good weapon. I'd always assumed that it was not a good weapon because no one really seems to use it very much. It always seems to be the bow is the ranged weapon of choice. And I think there's a good reason for that. But it always confused me as to why the crossbow wasn't a good weapon until I did the math recently. I looked at the wiki, I compared all the notes on the damage that different weapons do, and I came to the conclusion that the crossbow is actually a good weapon, potentially one of the best weapons. So let's talk about that, and we'll talk about why I think the crossbow is still an unpopular weapon in spite of it being a good weapon. So let's say in Bedrock, let's look at the damage that the crossbow is capable of, because that's where you really want to start with a weapon. In Bedrock, the crossbow always deals 9 damage, period. Not bad at all. In Java, The crossbow can deal a maximum of 11 damage with arrows and 18 damage with fireworks. So right off the bat, when we're talking about the crossbow, Bedrock crossbow and Java crossbow are completely two different weapons. And I would like to see some parity here. The Bedrock crossbow needs to be as good as the Java crossbow. So let's compare this with the other ranged weapons in the game. So we have the bow and the trident, right? So the crossbow in Java, let's just take the Java crossbow since it's the better version of the crossbow, not necessarily the better version of Minecraft. I just want to clarify that. I'm not taking sides there. But the crossbow in Java is the better crossbow. It can deal a maximum of 11 damage with arrows and 18 damage with fireworks. The bow in Java can do a maximum of 11 damage unenchanted with arrows, right? No enchantments can do a maximum of 11 damage. So comparable to the crossbow in Java with arrows and behind the crossbow with fireworks. The trident, as a ranged weapon, when you throw it, does 18 damage unenchanted. So definitely you see that when it comes to unenchanted use, and when you're using arrows and not firework rockets, the bow and the crossbow tie with 11 damage maximum. And when you introduce firework rockets into the equation, the crossbow bumps up to 18 damage. So if you're using these to their full potential, the crossbow is the best ranged weapon in Java Edition, definitely, but not so much in Bedrock. Bedrock, you know, the crossbow in Bedrock really stinks. All right, so that's the unenchanted version of these weapons. Let's talk about the enchanted version of these weapons. This is when things change dramatically, and this is key here. The bow, when you have power 5 on the bow, so the best bow that you could possibly have, it can do a maximum of 25 damage. That is the maximum potential damage that you can do with a bow that has power 5. That's huge, okay? No wonder the bow is a great weapon in Minecraft. Next, we have the Impaling Trident, and this is where we all facepalm because impaling stinks. We have the Impaling Trident. As a ranged weapon, the Impaling Trident can do 20.5 damage, but that's only against, it's only in a very, very specific condition. In Java when you're using it against aquatic mobs. So this does not apply when you're using it against any other mobs or any other entities in the game, players, whatever. This only works against aquatic mobs. I'm just going to take a moment here. That is the dumbest enchantment in the game. That's worse than Bane of Arthropods. Bane of Arthropods at least it has some use. But impaling, like that's a lot of damage in such a specific condition. You're more likely to encounter arthropods than you will encounter aquatic mobs because you literally have to be in the water. Okay, so moving on. The impaling 5 trident can do 20.5 damage, ranged damage against aquatic mobs only. All right, the crossbow again. There's no enchantment that really makes the crossbow more powerful when it or deal more damage. But let's say you take a crossbow that uses firework rockets. So that does a maximum of 18 damage. All right. Now, let's slap an enchantment on that. And let's use multi-shot. Multi-shot could potentially make that damage much higher with firework rockets. So if you are using firework rockets that are crafted with 7 firework stars, so that's the maximum amount of firework stars you can use to craft a firework rocket. Each rocket does up to 18 damage, okay? Multi-shot multiplies this by 3, right? So you shoot the firework rocket out of a multi-shot crossbow. It makes 3 rockets, rocket projectiles. So multiplying that damage by 3, potentially, you could deal up to 54 damage, right? So 54 damage compared to 25 damage from the Power 5 bow and then the Impaling 5 Trident at 20.5 damage. the multi-shot firework rocket crossbow, that with their firework rockets being crafted with 7 stars, dealing 54 damage. That's huge. That's one of the best weapons in the game right there. Definitely something that you would want to have in your arsenal if you can. And then on top of that, we have quick charge. Now, initially, a crossbow, just a normal crossbow, unenchanted, loads much slower than a bow. We all know this. It's one of the reasons why the crossbow is not very popular. But with Quick Charge 3, this is the maximum quick charge enchantment, it can load in 0.5 seconds, compared to the bow's 1 second for a full charged load. So fully charging a bow takes 1 second. With Quick Charge 3, a crossbow takes 0.5 that time. So Quick Charge 3 makes the crossbow load much faster than a bow. Yes, I know, the bow can be spammed. You can actually load the bow very quickly. But loading the bow for 0.1 seconds only does a maximum of 1 damage, right? So it's not really worth it when you compare it to the crossbow, or unless it's in very specific conditions. So overall, the maximum stats of a fully enchanted crossbow with firework rockets exceed those of a fully enchanted bow. It's the better weapon in the game, 100%. So why does it seem to be an unpopular weapon? Now, I think it's because it has the opposite problem of the trident. So the trident is great in the early game, bad in the late game, right? So if you get a trident in the early game, or in the mid game even, it's pretty good. Like, it's a good weapon. It's very powerful, especially compared to the other early game, mid game weapons. It's bad in the late game because then you have netherite swords, netherite axes. Now we have the mace. I mean, it's just left behind in the dust when it comes to late game. The crossbow has the opposite problem. It's bad in the early game and great in the late game. Let's think about that. It's really easy to get a crossbow. You get this from piglins, from pillagers, from loot chests. Like, it's really not hard to get a crossbow. Even crafting it, it takes a little bit more effort than crafting a bow, but not that much. Honestly, you'll likely get a crossbow not too soon after getting a bow. Like, getting a crossbow is something that usually happens in the early game. But making a decently powerful bow is easier than making a decently powered crossbow. Even if you have a fully enchanted crossbow with multi-shot and quick charge, if you don't have a steady supply of rockets that are crafted with 7 firework stars, then the power 2 bow, just the power 2 bow, will outperform it in combat every time. So what I guess we're saying here is the crossbow's full potential is locked behind 7 star rockets and multi-shot enchantment. If you don't have those things, then you don't have the best crossbow you could have. Now, because of this, I wager that most players leave the crossbow behind in the early game and never bother with it again, and that's why it's not a popular weapon. A person gets the crossbow in the early game, they use it a few times, they maybe enchant it to see what multi-shot and piercing can do, and because it's the early game or the mid game, they haven't gotten really, really good firework rockets yet, because that's a complicated system in the game. And they just decide, you know what, this isn't worth it. It's not a good weapon compared to my power 4, power 3 bow. Like, it's just not a good weapon compared to that. And so they leave it behind and they miss out on that full potential in the late game. So that's my opinion. What do you think? Do you agree or do you disagree with me? That'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your ideas, questions, and comments, and maybe even your opinions on the crossbow to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.